I'm really excited to be here. Had a frustrating couple of weeks at Watford, sitting on the bench and waiting for a chance that never came. And I'm hoping that the manager here will give me an opportunity to play. But I know that I have to earn the respect of my teammates first and work hard and make a really quick impact in training to give myself a chance of playing. And it's an exciting time for the club. Mm. Definitely on an upward curve, having had 5 positive results before Burnley the other night, and I'm sure the manager will want to continue that momentum. And I suppose bringing a new player in can sometimes just give it that extra little bit of a boost and you know, increase the intensity in training and perhaps the motivation, and we go again as a collective.
I just had a chat with the manager, and he said that a couple of weeks ago this deal almost happened, and you know, it was a frustrating couple of weeks, I think, for him and it sounds like for yourself as well, to try and to get up here and get a bit of football.
Yeah, and it was just by chance that Watford happened to be playing Doncaster a few weeks back, and we bumped into each other in the tunnel before, and I suppose he was surprised to see me on the bench and obviously saw an opportunity. And having just got to Watford, it was a little bit premature to be thinking about leaving, having just got there, and I had to give myself a chance of getting in the team at Watford. And unfortunately, some players came back from injury quicker than expected, and the manager had a certain idea, and I couldn't get that chance to get in and make an impact. And so I move on, and because I don't have time on my side, and I look to try and make an impact as quick as possible here.
How crucial is it that you've worked with him before, back in the Blackburn days? You know Paul Dickov. Is that sort of the main reason why you're here at this club?
Probably the other way around. I think maybe he knows a lot about me as a player because I know him as a player, but not really as a manager. But if his managerial style is anything like his playing career was, then I know he's going to bring passion to the changing room. He's going to have that desire to win. Certainly two boxes that I tick. And I think together we can bring a bit more passion to the change room, which probably already exists, and of course that desire to want to win, and for me, with so much to play for in June and July, then I think this is a fitting move for me, and one that I'm highly motivated to do well with.
Because you want to help Doncaster Rovers, but you also want to play some football ahead of what is going to be a huge summer. You know, you're going to probably get a chance to go to Brazil with Australia, a third World Cup, which not a lot of people get a chance to do.
Yeah, and the mandate from the Australian manager is he wants players playing consistently for their football clubs, and that wasn't happening at Watford, so I'm hoping that that opportunity comes here, and I will have to make the opportunity myself. I won't be given any free rides, and the manager's made me well aware of that. So for all sorts of reasons, I want to be playing and playing well. Mm-hmm. And I suppose that's great for myself, but more importantly, it's great for Doncaster if I can be part of a team that is successful at the end of the season and grabs the points that are necessary to make sure they claim championship status next year.
And Leeds, it's a nice, interesting game to get going, isn't it?
It is. It's a huge club and a lot of great history, and I obviously know already about the rivalry between the two clubs, given the distance between the two cities or towns. And it's an exciting one to be part of, and I'm hoping to be part of the squad that travels there and experience a 30,000-plus stadium. And if possible, get involved, and then I know I feel like I'm back in England and feeling the passion of the fans and being involved in what's so great about English football.